The name of this fiddle tune is Rye Straw. I heard a man by the name of Bob Rogers, who lived in the community of Juneau in North Carolina, play it many years ago. It used to be a very popular fiddle tune.
Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
There are a lot of unprintable and unsingable stanzas to the old song. However, that is not confused with what we boys used to do in the old days, gather around after a corn shucking or around some gathering, and possibly some of the boys repeat maybe some questionable stanzas and follow it with rye straw, rye straw.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Bascom Lamar Lunsford and the classic Rye Straw from his CD, Ballads, Banjo Tunes, and Sacred Songs of Western North Carolina on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Bascom was known as the Minstrel of the Appalachians. In addition to his career practicing law, he was a folk song collector early in the 20th century. He was the founder of the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville, North Carolina, one of the first folk festivals, and led to the creation of many more to this day. We did some traveling on the last two programs, and this week we'll focus on destinations, folk music festivals. We'll hear selections from some of the finest folk festivals, and we'll open with the Blue Ridge Mountain Ramblers and Gray Eagle, recorded at the Galax Fiddlers Convention in Virginia in 2010. Next, we'll hear two more selections from Galax, and we'll follow that with two tunes from the legendary Brandywine Mountain Music Convention, featuring Tommy Jarrell and the Smoky Valley Boys with Benton Flippin. It's festival time on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. called Sourwood Mountain. And you can't count them. Hey, ho, tell me diddle my day.
It's festival time this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and we're traveling to some of the legendary festivals around the country. We just heard a couple of tracks from the Brandywine Mountain Music Convention, recorded back in 1978, the music of North Carolina that year. Unfortunately, Brandywine is no longer in existence. Clifftop has pretty much taken over that position. We heard Sourwood Mountain from Tommy Jarrell on the fiddle, Paul Brown on the clawhammer banjo, and Mike Seeger on the finger-picking-style banjo. And then we heard Cricket on the Hearth with the Smoky Valley Boys featuring Benton Flippin. That's from a recording on Chubby Dragon Productions. Before that, the Galax Festival is a destination for lots of fiddle and bluegrass and old-time music fans, and we heard three tunes from the recording In the Field Behind the Stage, recordings from Galax Old Fiddlers Conventions, 1967 and 2010. The ones we heard were from 2010. We heard Gray Eagle from the Blue Ridge Mountain Ramblers, Sally Ann from the legendary Roan Mountain Hilltoppers, and the Belle of Lexington from Kirk Sutphin and the New Ballads Branch Bog Trotters. That's on Old Blue Records, recordings from Galax. Well, when you think of summer folk festivals, you always think of the Newport Folk Festival. It was established back in 1959, and we're going to listen to a couple of tunes from that very first festival. Here's Pete Seeger and the Bells of Rimney from the Newport Folk Festival, 1959, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Whenever you see a young banjo player anywhere in the country with a banjo waist high, head back, Adam's apple bobbing, you can say, like Kilroy, Pete Seeger has been there. Here, then, is America's tuning fork, Pete Seeger.
This song, the words were written by a man in Wales, a man who was raised as a coal miner. And he rewrote a little old nursery rhyme. The nursery rhyme originally said, "Oranges and lemons," said the bells of St. Clemens. But he rewrote it for all the bells in the little mining towns of his home. Oh, what will you give me? Say the bells of Rimney. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the mine owner? Say the black bells of Rhondda. And who robbed the miner? Say the grim bells of Blina. They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rumney. Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if, say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so worried, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye? Oh, what will you give me? Sad bells of Rumney. Oh, what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rumney. Is there hope for the future? Say the brown bells of Merthyr. Who made the mine owner? Say the black bells of Rhondda. And who robbed the miner? Say the grim bells of Blina. They will plunder willy-nilly, say the bells of Caerphilly. They have fangs, they have teeth, shout the loud bells of Neath. Even God is uneasy, say the moist bells of Swansea. And what will you give me? Say the sad bells of Rumney. Throw the vandals in court, say the bells of Newport. All would be well if, say the green bells of Cardiff. Why so horrid, sisters, why sang the silver bells of Wye?
Candyman, sweet man. Well, all you need to gather around the good sweet candy man's in town, Candyman, Candyman. Sells the candy this night is long. He sells his fast hawk, chew his cone, Candyman, Candyman. Yes, don't stand close to the Candyman. He eats a stick of candy in your hand, Candyman, Candyman. Candyman, Candyman. John done said. She always sticks a candy stick to be a candy man. Sweet candy man. Well, you're in the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. You must be stuck on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said, you're in the candy man, you're getting mighty sick. You must be.
When a boy of 10, I used to ride behind my father over to Little Ivy in Madison County, North Carolina, to hear my great-uncle, Oz Deaver, play the fiddle, who was a good old-time fiddler. He played a tune called Ten Steps. I've never heard it played since I was a boy.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1831. And remember, we're also on iTunes.
About 60 years ago, I have not heard it since played by any other person. Marcus Martin, who is the owner of this fiddle I'm playing on today, let me have this fiddle just a few days ago as I came by his home in Buncombe County, North Carolina. He knows numbers of traditional fiddle tunes and unwritten tunes similar to Ten Steps, but he does not play Ten Steps. Just where that name came from, I do not know.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Bascom Lamar Lunsford, from the recording Ballads, Banjo Tunes, and Sacred Songs of Western North Carolina. And we just heard the tune Ten Steps. He was the father of modern folk festivals in the United States. And before that, we heard three classic tracks from the Newport Folk Festival. We heard Mississippi John Hurt from back in 1965 and Candyman from Folk Music at Newport Part 1 on Vanguard Records. And before that, from an English recording of the very first year of the Newport Folk Festival, we heard Barbara Dane with Dink's Blues featuring Frank Hamilton and Bill Lee. And we let off the set with Pete Seeger and the Bells of Rimney. The Rocky Mountain Folks Festival is still very much in operation. This is their 28th anniversary this year. This is from 1995, and John Gorka, and Love Is Our Cross to Bear, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Didn't know where to look for you last night. I didn't know where to find you. Didn't know how I could touch that light that's always gathering behind. I didn't know that I would find a way to find you in the morning. But love can pull you out of yesterday as it takes you without warning. I wanna be a long time friend to you. I wanna be a long time known, not one of your memories used to be. Summer's fading song, it's from me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am love is our cross to bear. I know I'll think of us up on that hill with the golden moon arising. And the stars will fall around us still, while the love is realizing. And so it is. Until we meet again, and I throw my arms around you, and you can count the gray hairs in my head. I'll still be thankful that I found you. It's from me, it's to you. For your eyes, it's a weight, a wonder that is wise. I am here, you are there, and love is our cross to bear. Love is our cross to bear.
Here's one. I'm from the Spanish-American War there. I don't like wars as it is. Don't like nothing about them. So the only ones I sing about is the old wars. It's over. In 1898, in Havana Harbor, the battleship Maine was blown up by unknown people. And that sort of set the stage for the Spanish-American War, so I've read. And this song's about the proverbial country boy that goes off to war and his escapades in battle there. We'll see if we can do it for you. It's called The Battleship of Maine. Call from volunteers, I got my gun. First Spaniard I saw coming, Lord, I dropped my gun and run. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Well, why are you running? Are you afraid to die? Well, the reason I am running is because I cannot fly. It was all about that battleship of Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my own name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Well, the blood it was running, I was running too. I give my feet good exercise and nothing else to do. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Well, it chased me all through Cuba and I thought I'd lose my life. If I get back to Mobile, gonna send my darling wife to a fight for the battleship of Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my own name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do the Rough Riders wear? Buttons on the side to cost 5½ a pair. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Well, what kind of shoes do them old farmers wear? All worn down, cost $1 a pair. It was all about that battleship of Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my own name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Well, the blood it was running, I was running too. Give my feet good exercise and nothing else to do. It was all about that battleship of Maine. And while they were chasing me, fell down on my knees. First thing I cast my eyes upon was a great big pot of peas. It was all about that battleship of Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I'm gonna honor my own name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
Sweet, oh, just be sure to give that rhythm everything you've got.
It's festival time this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and that was Claire Lynch and the Front Porch String Band, her first band, and that's recorded back in 1995 at the Rocky Grass Festival. This year, they're celebrating their 46th annual festival in Lyons, Colorado. That's on Telluride Bluegrass Festival Records, Blue Planet Music. And before that, we heard a couple of tracks from the 1995 Rocky Mountain Folks Festival. We heard John Gorka with Love Is Our Cross to Bear, and Norman and Nancy with Battleship of Maine. That's from Folks Alive on Blue Planet Music as well. We're going to lead off this last set with Bill Monroe and Doc Watson. They played often at festivals. When they were both on the bill, they would take a set together. I don't have anything from a festival, but I have a recording made in the backyard of Tex Logan's home in Madison, New Jersey. And then we'll hear a tune recorded on the lawn of the White House for Jimmy Carter. Doc Watson and Bill Monroe on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
We thank you, and we just love and appreciate the attentiveness of every one of you that's come to hear this program. And Bill's got a little word he wants to say about a song. It wouldn't do for me to brag on it, because I think he said something about me in it somewhere, but... I ain't gonna say no more about it. Bill, go ahead and tell them about whatever it is.
We was playing out in Hollywood, Doc and myself, at a club out there called the Ash Grove. And I'm always trying to come up with something new in the way of bluegrass, and I come up with this little blues number. And Doc put a wonderful run in it for a little introduction to start it with. So I titled it the Watson Blues, and I hope you will all enjoy it. Thank you. This is really an old-time fiddle number, and we haven't played this in quite a while, but it's called Patty on the Turnpike. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, I've enjoyed this a lot, Doc, and I think we should get together more often, and we'd practice a lot, don't you?
I do, too, Bill. I'd love to pick a whole bunch more with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna sing a brand new song. She's a dandy as sure as I'm born. Everything is running in right. Matters and things concerning these times. All I got's gone.
All I got's gone. We're gonna sing that
now
again.
Now a whole lot of people had a good little farm. They're doing well, didn't know no harm. Sold their farm, bought another one or two. The notes come due, they had to skidoo. Now all they got's gone.
All they got's gone.
Barbershop, they're primping and a rubbing. I bet you right now they're plowing and a grubbing. All they got's gone.
All they got's gone.
Me and my partner both went to bed. Jug of white lightning under my head. I woke up, stopper was full. Jug was empty, partner was full. All I got's gone.
All
I got's gone.
Thank you
very much.
We lost a great old-time musician recently. Bill Dilloff passed away. That was Bill, along with his partner Paula Bradley and Raina Gellert, with All I Got's Gone, an old Uncle Dave Macon tune, recorded at the Bluff Country Gathering back in 2003. That's up in Minnesota, a wonderful festival in Minnesota. That's on Jawbone Records. And before that, we heard a couple of tracks from Bill Monroe and Doc Watson, live duet recordings 1963 to 1980. We heard Watson's Blues, recorded back in 1966 at Tex Logan's house in Madison, New Jersey. And then we heard Patty on the Turnpike, recorded at Jimmy Carter's house in Washington, D.C. back in August of 1980. Live duet recordings is on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week, all about going to festivals and listening to live music. I hope it encouraged you to get out there and find a festival near you and spend a little time this summer. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1831.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger. I'd sing out a warning.